Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley, designed to inform you on how to go green, live green, and save green. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. And last week, we were talking about, I kind of revealed some information that we are already privy to with the Home and Outdoor Living Show with Answers to Energy. And I wanted to let people know some of the fun things that we're going to have there coming up to the show in January. And of course, that's brought to us where we're partners with Winnegame Home Builders Association. But then this week I said, well, you know what? I need to bring Winnegame Home Builders in because we got another event, and Jody Vandermolen with us from Winnegame Home Builders Association. It's the Parade of Homes ready to start. Hi, Jody.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm good and excited about the Fall Parade of Homes.
Oh, we are. Yes.
Yes.
You know, it's that time of the year, you know, where all the things in, you know, the temperature is changing, you know, so now everybody's starting to get all their fall stuff out and decorations and stuff like that. And, you know, now's the time to start thinking about projects for, you know, coming forth in the next year of what you're looking at wanting to do.
You know, and I think you do it in the spring as well. And the spring in Wisconsin is kind of iffy. It's almost like winter, really, you know, it can be that way. And it's always a little bit harder, I think, for the builders to kind of get things ready for the spring because winter can really hamper their plans. But the fall, there's just something special about the fall Parade of Homes, I think. Just like you said, the leaves are changing. You have that summer season. And a lot of times it just, the home can just look so becoming with decorations and in the background and everything along those lines.
Definitely, yeah. Right. And, you know, that is so true. You know, the spring is very hard on the builders, you know, because it is so
warm. They're rushing a lot.
You know,
yeah.
You know, especially doing a lot of the excavating and stuff like that needs to be all the work done outside. You know, if we end up having some cold spurts or snow yet, yeah, that really does put a damper where, you know, in the fall, you know, they're able to, you know, really plan for things. Obviously, if we do have a lot of rain, that does damper, you know, some of the progress for them. But, yeah, you know, it's a whole different look, you know, in the fall than it is the spring.
And we wanted to let everybody know about the Fall Parade of Homes because it's not here yet. It's coming up October 19th through the 22nd. So that's Thursday and Friday. You're from 5 to 8 p.m. and then Saturday and Sunday, pretty much all day, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. But now is the time where people can get some tickets.
Definitely. We have advanced tickets that went on sale on last week, Friday. And so you can go to quite a few different locations. We've got some down here in Oshkosh. We have Van Vrede's. We have FloorQuest, Habitat Restore, Fox Valley Savings Bank, and FloorQuest, all here in Oshkosh. And then you can also pick them up at Van Vrede's in Appleton, Home Interior Flooring in Appleton, and Fox City Stoneworks in Neenah.
Great. And Bob on WOSH is going to be giving some away as well, so be listening to that. But for those who have never been to a Parade of Homes, why don't you give them, Jody, the thumbnail sketch of what the Parade of Homes is?
Basically, what you do is we have 11 homes in this year's fall parade, and so you can plan your trip accordingly, however you want to go. You don't have to start with home number one. If you pick up your book ahead of time when you get your advance ticket, you can sit down and make your plan and drive driving distance. We do have a couple homes up in the Hortonville area.
Mm-hmm, you see
you
that?
Know, so we definitely want to make some time. But it's a great opportunity that you can actually meet with these builders and you can talk with them and you can talk about the structure of the home, how it was built, different things that you really liked about the home. It's a great opportunity to get that one-on-one meeting with a builder and kind of get to know them and make sure that that builder is the builder you want to work with.
Are these homes for sale? Are these homes lived in already? What's the status of the most of the homes that people are going to see?
It's a mix of both.
Okay.
Or I should say all three.
Okay.
We do have a couple homes that the homeowner will be moving in just before the parade. So they'll have some of their stuff in the homes. They're aware that the home is open to the public. We do have some of them that are for sale, and we do have it listed in the book if they are for sale or not. And, you know, some of them are custom-designed homes for that specific homeowner.
What is a typical time, and I know it varies per person, but what's a typical time that people should allot to tour a home, to go through a home? What's the average?
The average is a good half an hour for each home.
Oh, okay.
You know, especially if you are really looking at wanting to build. And, you know, so then obviously you're going to take more time and you're going to look at different structures of the home. The pantries, you know, that's a big thing in a lot of the homes nowadays.
A lot of the trim work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, how deep is the pantry? What does the pantry offer? Your bathrooms, you know, the setup of the, you know, open concept type thing. So, you know, on an average, you know, just to go through the home, if you're just taking a look and you want to get some fresh ideas, you're still going to spend a good 15 minutes to a half an hour in each of the homes.
And when people buy tickets, you can go and get your tickets. And then you can, let's say you go on Thursday, you can take in one home, maybe two homes, then come back on Friday, then do a few more on Saturday and a few more on Sunday if you wanted to do that.
Right.
What I'm trying to get at, you don't have to get it all done in one day.
Correct. You're right. Your ticket is good through the whole duration.
Okay.
You know, so yeah, that's why you want to kind of plan your trips. You know, that's usually how I do it, is I'll take a couple in each day and, you know, it works out the best for me. You know, so that's where you can make your driving time and your trip through all the homes convenient for you.
And I'm just asking this question, are there snacks? Are there any snacks at these homes or anything?
Well, we do. Normally there's not.
There's not? Okay, good.
But I will tell you that there is a lot of the builders that their significant other does do some baking. And I do have, every once in a while, we do have a builder who will actually build, who will be baking cookies right as the tour is taking place. So,
see, and the reason why I'm asking that question is because my wife and I, we really enjoy like a Saturday going out, going for a drive, stopping somewhere for lunch, and just relaxing, conversing, and kind of catching up with the kids going every which way. And it's our time. And this can be our time and getting some ideas at the same time.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Now, so tickets are $8 if you get them in advance?
Correct.
And then $10 if you get them that day or during the parade.
And the tickets are at each of the homes.
So once it starts, it'll be at the home. Okay.
Correct.
Whatever
home
you go to.
And that's why, you know, like I said, you know, we do have a listing, you know, 1 through 11 as the homes, but you can pick or choose where you want to start because each of the homes has tickets available for you to purchase.
Talk a little bit of Jody Vandermolen with us from Winnegame Home Builders Association. The 2017 Fall Parade of Homes is what we're talking about today on Answers to Energy Question Spotlight. Talk about the different styles that people are going to be able to see.
There's everything you can imagine. Like I said, you know, especially when you get into the custom homes, you know, you have to remember that these homes are designed specifically for that homeowner. So the builder, you know, makes sure that it fits their needs. So you have two stories, you have ranch styles, you have energy efficient, you have, you know, a lot of the new technology, whether it's the security system and the cameras and all of that in the homes. You know, so there's a lot of things like that gives you an opportunity to take a look to find out if that's something you either, A, want to put in your home, your existing home, or if you're looking at building, you know, to possibly put in your new home.
And what I think, and we've talked about this before, what I think is really important about this is you don't have to be one of those that plans on building for in the next year or two or 5 years or something like that to go to the Fall Parade of Homes. It's a bevy of just great ideas that you can get.
Right, exactly. You know, this is just a great opportunity. You know, even if you're looking at repainting your home,
colors.
You know, here's a great opportunity to possibly see some of the new paint colors, you know, for 2017 and 2018 coming out. because they work with a lot of the local painting companies. And, you know, obviously, you know, they will, you know, get some of the new tech paints that are coming in. Even the surfaces, you know, you'll see different designs on your wall surfaces.
Mm-hmm. And this may go back to the question I asked before, are out of these homes, 11 of them, you said,
correct.
Are they furnished? Are some of them furnished, some of them, or all of them furnished? What do you do there?
You know, and that depends on the builder. Some of the builders will do what is called staging of the homes.
Yep.
So I do know that some of them that are for sale, those will be staged.
Just to put something in there so people can kind of
right.
see.
So it gives you kind of an idea of what your furniture may look like in there
mm-hmm.
just by seeing somebody else's going, oh, my couch is about that size. Yeah, that'll fit perfect in that size, living room or great room. So it gives you that focal point of looking through it and seeing that, oh, yeah, you know, this is a great idea to have, you know, this type of island because I can fit three stools and it's all set up. And, you know, so that really does help visually as the consumer is going through the home.
Is it just builders that will be featured there, or are other Winnegame Home Builders Associate members, are there wares in there as well, meaning like countertops, cabinetry makers, window people maybe? Are those featured, or is it more focusing on the builder?
The main focus, obviously, is the builder, but that's where we're able to bring in and help out what we call our associate members, and they're the suppliers that provide a lot of the countertops, the cupboards, and the appliances, and carpeting, flooring. They are able, as long as they are members of the association, they are also able to advertise and put things out at the home so that they know that this is where this stuff was purchased. And so if you see a flooring that you like, the builder could tell you exactly where it came from, who,
mm-hmm.
you know, who installed it and everything like that. So
you lead me into the next question that I want to ask after the break is maybe people who are listening and they are in the business and go, how can I be part of this? So we're going to talk about that, the Fall Parade of Homes. Jody Vandermolen with us. By the way, the number to get in touch with Jody and the Winnegame Home Builders Association is 235-2962. That's 235-2962. Or you can go to WHBA.net. We'll be back after that. Welcome back. Answers to Energy Question Spotlight being brought to us by our good friends at Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial. And we are talking with Jody Vandermolen, who is with the Winnegame Home Builders Association and the Parade of Homes, brought to you by the Winnegame Home Builders Association. Is this the first Parade of Homes, or maybe it's not, since the merger with Outagamie? When was Winnebago, and was this the second?
This is the second.
The second, okay. Okay.
Yes, but this is the first fall parade
fall
with
parade.
Our new name.
With the new name. That's what I was getting to. Okay.
Yep.
So that's why when you look at the map, you are now officially more in Outagamie County than you were just in Winnebago County before.
Correct.
Correct? Okay. Talk about, I want to take a little time here to talk about the association, because I think a lot of people think the association is a bunch of home builders, which it is, but it's so much more. Talk a little bit about that.
It's definitely so much more. So, yes, we are a builders association, and we do, you know, we have a very good amount of builders. But we also have what are called associate members. Those associate members are very critical in the association because they supply the builders with everything from flooring, cupboards, the framework, the lumber, helping out with financing, title
Huge.
Services. Yep. You know, so it's everything that is to do with your home. So that's what we're about. It's not necessarily about just the builder. It's about your home. So it's everything that you would need to touch your home. And that goes as far as even, you know, we've got associate members that are even in the tire service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, it's something that would help you as a consumer that would benefit because your garage, you still need to have your vehicles in there, and you need to want them to make sure that they're not leaking oil on your floors. And
I can't think of any type of business that is vaguely even connected to the home that you don't have a member touching some part of that.
Right. You know, and
I can't think of
financials,
it.
Insurance.
Yeah.
You know, even personal financing.
Mm-hmm.
Your, you know, retirement funds. You know, everything that touches a consumer basically is a member of our association.
And what is special about a consumer who's going to go through the Winnegamie Home Builders Association to look for services or products from these people? What makes them different than, going on Craigslist, let's just say?
The big difference is that we make sure that all of our members are certified, that they are insured, and we back them.
Mm.
So that is one of the big things. And they all pay a fee to be a member of our association. So for the consumer, everything is basically free to utilize our members. But we do a lot of the legwork before so that the consumer would not need to do it. So we verify that, for instance, all the builders all have their credentials, that they have their license, and that they have their insurance and everything like that. And we do that with all of our associate members as well, that are suppliers and things like that.
Yep.
So that's what sets us different, is that we make sure that that is all done ahead of time.
Having worked with you for a while, you know, the words peace of mind kind of come to me. When you're using some of the people within the association, you don't have to worry about, is this a shady character? And I hate to say it, but in a lot of the businesses that are in that, in the Winnegamie Home Builders Association, you can find those people that work out of the back of a truck. Or, not that there's anything wrong working out of the back of your truck, but, I mean, it's just, you want credible people when they're working on your home.
Right.
And you have them.
And another thing, too, is that what's really a neat thing is that, you know, like you said, going to like Craigslist or, you know, any of the other, or not Craigslist, but, you know, any of the directories out there, you're guaranteed that these are local people. You know, these are
there
all local people that are supporting our communities. They're working right here in our communities. And so, you know, I think that's a lot of, gives a lot of strength as well,
mm-hmm.
That you know that they're credible and that they do, you know, support the community.
Okay, great. Let's go back to the parade of homes. I want to list off, there's 11 homes, and we're going to list off some of them. And Jody, if you want to throw in some of the homes, because I'm guessing you haven't seen all of these homes, have you?
I have not seen them yet.
No, okay. So, but the designers or the home builders here, Midwest Design Homes, they'll have one in Neenah, and that is on Indigo Drive. I'm trying to think where that is. I don't know exactly where that is, but I'm sure that's a beautiful neighborhood. I got to think it is, but from looking at the map. Custom Family Homes, they'll be in the town of Clayton. Chet Wiesenberg, we were talking about Chet off the air. We were talking about people who dress up the home to make it look homey, and Chet certainly does that when he
correct.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of and I shouldn't say a lot, because actually the home in Hortonville that Chet has is a custom home, but you know, that's a neat thing with Chet is that we do have the flexibility with him that he does spec homes, which are called spec homes, which his home is for sale, which is also in the parade.
Okay.
So he'll stage that home and have things in there so that you can kind of take a look at it and, you know, go, oh, yeah, my bed will fit in this bedroom, no problem,
mm-hmm.
because it's the same size.
Chet's home is going to be in Hortonville, and I don't know if it's right next door, but certainly on the same road is Cypress Homes with one in Hortonville.
Correct.
Are they next door? Do you know?
They're just a couple homes in between each other.
Okay. Now, are a lot of these in new neighborhoods or not necessarily? How does that work?
It depends on the homeowner.
Okay.
Some of them could be in brand new neighborhoods, new subdivisions.
Mm-hmm.
Some could be in the existing subdivisions. Every one of them is very different, especially if it's a custom home, because it's where the homeowner is wanting to have their home.
Right. Prairie Stone Homes will be in Omro. Schmidt Brothers, they're going to have one in Oshkosh. Actually, two in Oshkosh, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then Prairie Stone will have another one in Oshkosh. Then Vision Builders and Great Building Concepts in Omro and in Algoma. Can you explain, are there two builders working together there?
Right. So that's kind of a neat thing that has happened. And if you talk to them, they'll even tell you that the association is what kind of helped build this relationship between these two builders.
Huh.
So that's kind of a neat story that you can hear from both of these builders. So what it is Envision Building and Great Building Concepts have merged together. They're keeping their same names, but they're going to merge together, and they're working together to build homes and hoping that they can provide even more options for the consumers.
Gotcha. And then Chet Wiesenberg again will be in Oshkosh, so that makes up the 11 homes. But there's a map that you get when you get tickets. You will get this booklet, which is real handy, and kind of gives a little bio on the builders, correct? Kind of talks about their and the homes in particular. I just opened up here to the Schmidt Brothers homes. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, granite countertops, walk-in pantry in the kitchen, painted doors and trim, tile shower and granite countertops and master bath, and it kind of runs down all the makeups of the home. When people are doing this, because I 11 homes, it's a lot to get into, what would you recommend, Jody, as the best way to get this done, to be able to see the homes, to enjoy, to get the full appreciation of the parade of homes?
Well, and that's where you want to take your time.
Yeah.
Taking and getting your book and your ticket ahead of time obviously is the best thing, because you can take now your time and plan out a map of where you want to go. Okay, we can do these homes, and they're all in this kind of area, so we can get to these four homes at a reasonable time. And, you know, we've got 3 hours that we can spend, so we can get through these homes. We've got people, you know, that will plan it as a whole day, and they'll take Saturday and Sunday, and they'll plan their days out, and then they'll do, you know, lunch at the diner and things like that. So it's really kind of cool, you know, how different people do different things on this.
Yeah.
One thing to keep in mind is that you always want to make sure that you wear very comfortable shoes, because you are doing walking. Remember that some of these driveways are not poured, so they are gravel yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we also ask that all shoes have to be removed before you go through the home.
Okay.
Obviously, because, you know, the custom homes and the spec homes are for sale. Custom homes, obviously, are designed for the homeowner, but we don't want to wreck any of the flooring by, you know, possibly having a stone stuck on the bottom of a shoe or something like that. So that's one thing to really, really keep in mind, is that, you know, wear shoes that are comfortable but yet easy to remove.
But there will be some walking, because, you know, that's the other thing. Typically, I'm going to guess, you're not going to be parking in the driveway. So it's not just going to be, you know, a 30-foot walk. It's probably going to be, you know, maybe up a hill, up the driveway to get from the roadside.
Right? Yes, because there is no, you know, most of the time people are parking on the side of the road.
Right.
You know, so you definitely want to make sure that, you know, you're able to get, you know, from where you have to park to the home. There is times where we do have handicap where people will pull in the driveway, drop off the individual, mm-hmm. and then go park their vehicle. That is definitely not a problem. We, you know, highly recommend that.
When, obviously, you can see the cars there, you can figure out, but if there aren't any cars, maybe going very early in the morning, the first thing or whatever, are there flags there? How do you know which home? Obviously, you have the address here, but for those who are visual, looking for, what do you see?
We do have a bright green, lime green flag.
Can't miss that.
You can't miss them. That is put up at every home.
Okay.
And then there's also a sign that says the Parade of Homes, and that has the builder's name on it.
Great.
So those are the things that you want to look for. There's also, as you're driving through, and especially, you know, when it starts getting dark out on Thursday and Friday,
mm-hmm.
We do have signs that are out to help you direct, you know, to the road that you need to get to the home.
Great.
There will be reflective tape on all of those signs. So we're hoping that that kind of helps out, especially on Thursday and Friday when it gets a little dark, that
right.
your headlights
Good.
Will shine off those
Good.
Signs.
Winnegame Home Builders Association 1974. I don't know why. But 2017 Parade of Homes. October 19th, that's where the 19th came in, 19th through the 22nd. So it's Thursday and Friday from 5 to 8, so in late afternoon, early evening. And then Saturday and Sunday from 11 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
And once you run down where you can get advanced tickets, because you can get those right now.
So advanced tickets are on sale right now, and you can pick those up at Van Vreede's in Oshkosh and Appleton, FloorQuest in Oshkosh, Habitat Restore in Oshkosh, Fox Valley Savings Bank in Oshkosh, Fox City Stoneworks in Neenah, and Home Interior Flooring in Appleton.
And you can get all this information also on the website, which is WHBA.net. Jody Vandermolen from Winnegame Home Builders Association. Jody, always good seeing you. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union. Naturally, a better financial. Listen next week when we spotlight another business and show you ways to go green, live green, and save green. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please contact Bill Schultz at 920-230-0801.